Sea Alaska Corporation says alleged threats made by its board chairman will not derail efforts to get a land selection bill through Congress. Albert Kukesh, also a state senator, was part of a corporate delegation visiting a recent Craig City Council meeting. Sea Alaska officials pushed local leaders to support its proposed takeover of valuable timberlands on Prince of Wales Island. Kukesh angered some by suggesting state funding for city projects could be tied to support for the bill. In an interview with Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld, Sea Alaska CEO Chris McNeil says the comment was unfortunate, but it wasn't a threat.
We recognize it was an artful statement, and I think it was misinterpreted. But, you know, there's a lot of passion involved in this. There's passion on our side of it. We want to get our land entitlement done after these 40 years or so, and there are other points of view.
Is Board Chairman Kukesh going to change his role at all in this as a result of what he said in Craig?
I don't expect so. As the chairman of the board, you know, he's our policy leader for these types of efforts, and I expect that that will continue.
Kukesh has not commented on his statements to Craig City Council. That's because he expects to face legislative ethics charges for his comments. The land selection bill would transfer 65,000 to 85,000 acres of Tongass National Forest to the corporation. In exchange, Sea Alaska would give up claims to other lands it could select without congressional action.